Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Audio.
What's up? Welcome to Mother Soccer with Michael Blackson, brought to you by iHeartRadio, Calvary Audio, and the Black Effect Podcast Network. My co-host.
Hey, welcome. Chinese best friend here, Calvary Audio. Amazing guys.
Nah, really good guys, man. We got Keegan, we got Brandon, we got the other funny looking guy. He looks like a grown-up version of Dennis the Menace. You never seen him. He's behind the scenes. Y'all could see this guy. He looked like a 46-year-old Dennis the Menace, motherfucker. All grown up and still bad as fuck.
You got it right there. Absolutely.
What's going on? Your hair getting shinier every day, man.
I use this lotion called Nair.
That's not fucking lotion, my nigga.
It's in CVS.
Have you ever thought about getting like an implant? Like,
yeah,
one
I really want the same hair as you, Michael Blackson.
You want the same hair? It's not going to go with your fucking face.
Why not?
You're going to look like Soul Man or some shit, man.
Yeah, I heard you just put a duct tape on it and stick it and put a line up.
How to do it?
Yeah, that's how they do it. I've seen a lot of African barbers. They've done it like that.
Duct tape.
Yeah. No, it's not duct tape. It's like more like a super glue, but not super glue. Lesser.
You're going to look dead, motherfucker. Just like that black outfit you're wearing. What the fuck are you? Why is all the black? Did you lose your great grandmother today? Because it's like Chinese and Asian. Y'all lived till y'all like 700 years old. Did you lose a family member that was in her early 300s?
No, they had a sale at Gap. 80% off.
On black outfits, on funeral clothes.
Yeah, Michael Blackson, didn't you know? It's Black History Month. Anything black is good discount.
Black history is over, my nigga. You can't be wearing.
Oh, it's over already.
It's done, man. See what I got on?
Yeah, what are you wearing today? It looks very...
I'm all over the place, man. Actually, this is the first time I'm wearing an MCM jacket. The thing, what I like about this jacket is that it don't look like it's MCM, but it's really MCM, because MCM usually like these, you know, those brown leather with the big M and CM on them. It's like they look really loud. They're like a loud ass Louis Vuitton. It's like if you just throw paint on Louis Vuitton, or you just took a shit on Louis Vuitton, that's MCM. It's just loud as fuck. They need to just turn the fucking music down in the fucking MCM outfits. But it's an MCM jacket.
What's MCM mean?
I don't fucking know. I know for a fact they cost some fucking money. I got on some Versace shoes, and I got on some, I got the jeans to actually go with my MCM.
Is that MCM jeans too?
No, it's not. I got this jeans from my buddy owns a store on South Street. It used to be called Image on South, but I forgot the fucking new name now. He's going to be really pissed at me, but who give a fuck? He's not paying me to promote him.
It looks like he spent a lot of spray paint to paint that whole pants.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. He didn't do this. He just owned the store. The nigga don't fucking paint. He's not a painter.
Have the Chinese kids do it.
You know what? It might, man. Just might. These painters, they just look like they just put their pants up and just let a bunch of blind kids just just draw on it. And it's what it turns like, man.
Yeah.
It's the work of a bunch of blind niggas.
Ask him if they're hiring, because I got a Chinese baby who would like to paint some shit.
All right, I'll find out. Maybe, they could just buy some white clothes and just throw shit on it.
Yeah, right. You're always a fashion man of the year, I think.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we're going to nominate you. You know,
who's going to nominate me?
Me. You always have the best fashion
how
in
is
the
that
world.
How am I going to make money? How's it going to count? Nobody give a fuck about you, Chinese best friend.
I know, huh? I only got 51.
Nobody cares about you or fucking Brandon or the fucking Home Alone looking motherfucker. Okay? Nobody know that your votes don't mean shit. I need the real mother. I need Versace to acknowledge me, but he passed away. Rest in peace, Versace. Where the fuck is running Versace?
Oh, he already passed away? Versace?
Where the fuck have you been?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Some Filipino guy shot him.
There ain't no fucking Filipino guy.
The Filipino guy, his boyfriend shot him. He was a Filipino
guy.
So
you forgot about the killer, but all you remember is the Asian guy. The Asian guy that was fucking
Versace,
the killer.
Yeah.
Is who you remember. You remember the Asian guy that had nothing to do with the killing. Because he was fucking the killer and he's Asian, you just remember Asian. You racist, Chinese best friend.
No, I'm not. But I remember that because my mom told me. Because the one killed Versace is Filipino guy. I'm like,
that fucker is not Filipino, man.
He's Filipino, 100%. I know.
His gay lover guy?
His gay lover is Filipino.
He don't look fucking Filipino.
Yeah, he's Filipino. I know. Because I saw the documentary.
He look Italian or Spanish or something. And fucking nigga was not... For he had no chinky eyes on me to sound racist.
No, you don't have chinky eyes. We're mixed, Michael Blackson.
Who's mixed? He was mixed?
Filipinos are mixed. We're Spaniard. We're Spaniard blood.
Well, he has a whole lot of fucking Spaniard in it. Very little Filipino in it, motherfucker.
Filipino. Talking about Filipino, your best friend Manny Pacman Pacquiao is running for president.
Of what country?
Philippines, dude.
Is he really? No. How he can't run for president? He's boxing very
soon. He's running for president. He's been in the Senate seat.
Yeah, but he can't fucking be a boxer. He has a fight in a couple of months. Yeah. How's the president going to be in a fucking ring?
No, because it's 2022. We're 2021 right now. He's retiring.
Yeah, and he's going to have a whole bunch of fucking CTEs and be the worst fucking president. He's not going to remember anything.
No, he's not. He's the best president. He gives rice to everybody hungry in the world. All the hungry kids. He'll be great. He'll be a great president.
He's going to be so fucked up from getting hit in the head. He's gonna feed the rich, okay, and fucking leave the homeless.
No, he's been feeding the poor. He's doing good. I think he's going to win.
Listen, I have no doubt if he run for anything, he'll win, okay?
Yeah, he'll win. Cause
man, is he going to remember to run because them fucking shots in the head? Would you let Evander Holyfield become president of the United States?
Yeah, if he still have his right ear from...
Exactly, freaking, motherfucker.
Well, Holyfield can't hear because your buddy Mike Tyson beat it off. Beat the shit out of that half the ear. You can only hear in the left ear.
And it's fucked up. He can't put a fucking mask on. I feel bad for that kid.
You're going to have to stick the other side of that. Where do you stick that if you don't have that ear?
He has to put a fucking glue on his fucking ear to put his mask on. I hope Evander's not listening to this because he's still got hands, motherfucker.
No, there's no way Evander Holyfield is listening to our podcast shit. Nobody
not with that
knows
fucking
about
ears. You ain't got... He can't put an earphone in his fucking ear.
People listen to podcasts, you see you're about to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's sad Black History Month is over.
Yeah.
What did you do towards Black History Month? How did you acknowledge Black History Month? What do you think about Black? What do you know about Black History Month?
Black History Month is an amazing month for the African community. It's recognize the heroes like Martin Luther King changed the lives of every African in the world. What else his name? Denzel Washington.
What the fuck Denzel got to do with Black History Month?
Well,
man,
he changed.
He's naming all the goddamn niggas you know. What the fuck do Denzel has to do with Black History
because
Month?
Because he changed the history of the movies. He gave a lot of talent, you know, kind of recognized the Black community and their talent, right?
Who?
Denzel Washington. King Kong ain't got shit on me. After that, everything changed, you know? There goes Black Panther.
You was doing really good when you said Martin Luther King. Can you think of any other Black people that we, black people look up to besides Martin Luther King? Not fucking actors, okay?
I thought actors part of it because the whole world look at acting.
Okay, it's good to acknowledge Black people, period, that make a difference our community. But give me someone that really changed Black world, like got us where we are today. Somebody that got me in this couch today.
Somebody got you in that couch today is...
Don't say fucking Calvary, okay?
Ice Cube.
Oh, my God. My
from
nigga.
Black Seriously? Friday. You're the African king of comedy.
I was
Michael
in next
Blackson.
Friday, not Black Friday. Black Friday is a fucking sale that happens after Thanksgiving. Chinese
well,
best friend.
You
just think about everything that's Black, you're saying it.
Well, you change a lot of people's lives and kind of give kids opportunity to...
So you're saying you naming me as an influence?
Yeah, you're a good influence to the African community.
I appreciate that.
I mean, you came from a small town named Ghana. You came to the United States with nothing. Some guy told you, hey, you should perform at the comedy place. And you change everyone's life. You're giving an opportunity for the kids to grow up to become the best.
Think about everything good you could say.
And
okay, so you got Martin Luther King. You got Denzel,
more.
You got me, and what else? Who else?
Barack Obama.
Okay, yeah. Now we talking. That guy made a difference. First Black president.
First Black president.
Of the free world, the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. He changed
but
everything.
Why didn't he come before Denzel and before me? Why did I come?
Because that's the only thing I could think of right now.
Is who? Well, at that moment.
Denzel at the moment.
Anybody else you want to, anybody that you think of that made a difference to Black people during Black History Month, even though it's over with now?
Who has made a big difference? Can you give me a hint?
You did good, man. Okay. Huh? We'll stick with Martin Luther King and Barack Obama. I think those are probably the top two definitely that definitely changed our Black people's life.
How about you, Michael Blackson? Who gave you the inspiration?
What do you mean?
Like the a Black inspiration in your life?
No. Definitely Martin Luther King, Obama. You know, my mother, she gave birth to me.
Yeah.
She could have easily just aborted me, or my dad could have pulled out and poured me on my mother's ass.
Yeah, imagine. Things would have been different.
Exactly.
No
so
Mike.
My parents definitely made a
Michael
difference.
Michael Blackson. Mother sucker would never exist.
I would never be here running. My daddy would have pulled out.
Yeah.
Your dad stayed in, or he pulled out, or you halfway pulled out because you short as fuck.
Yeah, I think I was the milkman's baby, but I'm just joking. I look like my mother and my father.
Okay, and so usually during Black History Month, what do you do?
You know, there's nothing much to do, Michael Blackson, because Corona is
what's here,
blocking
Corona's here,
everything.
No. Usually, not just this. I mean, we know 2021, all you know.
Oh, usually what I used to do.
What you usually do during Black History Month? What do you usually do?
Yeah, I usually hang out with Michael Blackson at a club somewhere, popping bottles and hanging out with Drake or something.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you? What do you usually do?
Yeah, man. That's what I do on Black History Month. Usually, in the past, in 2017, 2016, 2018, I just usually just find a white woman and I fuck her just because her great great grandparents made my people slavery, so now I'm fucking her back and now we even.
Oh wow, that's a great idea, Mike. No wonder why.
What the fuck
say.
Is that a great idea, Chinese best friend? That's not nice. I need to become a better person.
Yeah, you need to get a better person, but to become a better person, I have a very special guest for you. For the Michael Blackson podcast tonight.
Who's the special guest, man?
Special guest is Danny Banks, Snow Bunny, that got away from you.
Where did you find Danny?
I found her at the lobby at the hotel today. And I told her, I said, why don't you come over to our podcast? And she said, okay, I'm free tonight.
All right. Let her in. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Danny Banks.
Hey.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny. Welcome. Welcome to the show. You haven't seen her in 2 years. What happened to you guys?
We actually met by accident. Not by accident. So what happened was her friend of hers was coming down to hang out in LA that I knew. And I was, I was really trying to like, I knew a friend. I was trying to get with her friend. So she said she'd bring her friend Danny with her. I'm like, okay, I have no clue who Danny was. And then Danny comes. I just see this huge Christmas ass.
Yeah, I remember Michael Blackson. I was there that day.
And goddamn titties to breastfeed every village in the continent of Africa and South America. Like all those Guatemalan kids with, I mean, it wasn't. And then, so we decided you was there. You fucking.
Yeah, you invite me. I go, oh, my friends are at the hotel. I go, yeah, come. I went downstairs and I was like, oh, Mike, you have nice friends. They're really sweet.
You have nice friends.
And then I think we accidentally shot that video. I say, hey, Mike, who's your friend? And it went super viral. You're like, I can't believe it. Yeah. 800,000 views in 2 minutes.
Yes. I put up a video of me and her and it was like, went nuts. The internet, we shut the internet down. So we just kept playing around with like a bunch of videos and then people were just loving it too much. And then next thing you know, we fucking.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy video. It was like every video you guys post, Worldstar posted.
And then her friend who came with her, who I supposed to got with, just disappeared.
Uh-huh. Let's tell the real story.
Okay, I've been drinking and hang up. Tell me your part of the story, you know.
Tell us what you feel about it.
This is the Mother Sucker Podcast with Michael Blackson. It's official, Mother Sucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Mother Suckers.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So we met on Instagram Live.
Oh, Instagram Live.
Oh, you did. That's right. Before they even came, they came on my live.
You flew us here.
Right.
So.
Let me guess. Virgin Airlines.
Spirit.
Southwest.
Spirit.
Coach Spirit.
Oh, yeah. We flew Coach for sure. I know that. So it wasn't my situation. Would have been mine. I would have been like, we're not.
You
going.
Were the third wheel, basically.
I was the third wheel. Uh-huh. So we came, and then the next thing I know, we're like at the pool having lunch. And my friend was like, I got to go run an errand. We're like, run an errand? Where are you going? So
she's left us.
Just left us.
You don't leave a horny African man with a hard dick, with a snow bunny with a huge ass and Christmas titties. You just don't leave them.
And a bunch of liquor.
So we just making videos and the internet is going crazy.
Yeah.
And it was just, we had so much fun that day. I remember.
Yeah. You guys had so much fun. You started
and then
dating
she left us
you.
And we came
she
upstairs.
Was missing.
She's missing for days.
She went missing for days?
We didn't know where she
went.
We
didn't know where she was. Yeah. So she just left us here by ourselves.
So I just like moved in and stayed.
She moved in for like 2 weeks
wow.
or whatever it was.
She moved in for 2 weeks?
She was here for like at least a week, right?
Wow. Yeah. So it's like that show, Love at First Sight or something.
Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Titties at First Sight.
Wow.
Ass and titties at first sight.
So what else happened after you guys shot that viral video that went break the internet? I couldn't log into
and
my
we,
Instagram.
We just
for
started
weeks.
Hanging out. I was single. She was single, so it didn't matter. You didn't mind what, you know, when people are single, to do whatever the fuck they want to do. So we're hanging out, Tam, and just having fun.
Yeah,
you know?
But you guys were single, but the whole world was staring at you guys' relationship. How you guys feel about that?
Oh, yeah, the whole world was looking, man. Like, I've, you know, now mind you, the woman I dated prior was Georgia. Georgia's just body is beautiful, nice. Georgia's like Miss Nefertiti, you know, like Queen of Sheba, like the Queen of Zamunda type.
Yeah.
So I went from that to like a snow bunny.
Yeah.
And me being an African, oh my goodness. Yeah. It's like all the men loved it. Men was having fun. And my fans, my followers are like mostly guys. Yeah. You know, and I like to entertain my guy followers. They only want to see funny stuff or beautiful women. So Danny had this huge ass and titties. And I mean, after that first video, every guy fell in love. Everybody wanted like, who is this girl? Who is this boy? Yeah. So we just kept feeding them what they wanted. And then next thing you know.
We're in Miami. Like,
well, prior to Miami, we here. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm tearing that ass up for 7 days.
Tearing that ass up. 7 days, 84 days in a month.
Blood infection every night. Blood infection, you get that when the dick go all the way into the stomach. You don't know about that. You're Chinese, motherfucker.
Oh my
you
God.
Are more.
Yeah, you get blood infection, Mike. I give a vagina rejuvenation.
You just beat the lip of the pussy. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I destroy stomachs. So I'm fucking her stomach up for like 7 days straight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hitting it from the back, titty fuck. I mean, we had so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't leave here with like 3 African babies in her stomach.
Yeah, you don't know because she got an 8-bedroom house now in Las Vegas. She might have.
She I'm might hiding have the kids.
8 Ghana kids.
But we had so much fun. Went out and went out to dinner, went out to the club. It was before COVID. So we were just turning up in the whole Los Angeles. She wasn't went back and her friend disappeared. I'm like, where is this girl? The girl is gone and I just left us alone.
Wow.
He left a horny African with an angry dick, with a snow bunny. And luckily it was a few months after Black History Month. So you know what I do during Black History Month? I take my anger on the white woman. I beat the shit out of her pussy very well. And that's my part of the story. I don't know what she had to say.
Yeah. What do you have to say about Michael Blackson? How is it dating the African king of comedy, Michael Blackson?
It was a lot.
it was
a
lot.
Oh, my God. Tell it. She had all kinds of crazy DMs.
Death threats.
Black women hated her.
Oh, yes. Absolutely right.
Oh, my goodness.
One time this lady goes, I unfollowed you because you're going out with this
white
snow
girl.
No, we had
snow
that
bunny.
One psycho stalker girl always sending me death threats.
Yeah, death threats.
Emails, contacting like people I worked with.
Which that I didn't understand. I'm like, listen, we in a new era. This is 20 whatever we are in.
20th
century.
19, I think.
We're still on like what you date, what color and race. I mean, that's old. That's played out. My dick don't discriminate. Okay? I don't have a racist dick. Okay? My dick likes a woman with a fat ass, fun personality, and he'll get hard for you. Nice ass and great personality. You know, I'm not racist. My dick definitely, he don't have eyes anyway. He's blind.
So stupid.
Sometimes I lead him in the wrong place and sometimes I lead him in the right place. But I got threats from like women. We are going to shut your career down. I'm like, because I'm fucking a white woman.
But wait, let's say this.
Those white men fucked our women for years. How the fuck you think light skinned kids came on earth? I'm here. I'm looking out for you, motherfuckers. I'm getting even.
Because then after me, you continued the snow bunny thing. So I set the tone.
What's snow bunny after you?
There was like 30 more after me.
30 more? Goddamn, Michael.
Every other post that you did, it was about snow bunnies.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. You mean me talking about you?
No, like other girls
I had other
that
snow
you were trying
bunnies?
To replace me with.
Yeah, because he was so in love.
Because you hated
that,
me.
Oh, no, fuck, I wasn't on.
He never hated
me. Don't pull
you.
Words in my fucking mouth. No.
Come on, Michael.
I remember people used to always send me the post like, oh, look, he replaced you. He's trying to replace you.
For real? I don't remember fucking another white woman after you.
Yeah,
I went to a whole different race, motherfucker. I went China on your ass.
You guys were so in love, though. You guys were going to Miami vacation, honeymoon for days.
But everything happened really, really fast. Sometimes when things go happen, when things happen fast, it's not a good thing because it ends fast. Also, you know, it was a great 2 months. I think we had,
but we were both really busy, and you were like supporting like my events and vice versa.
Yeah, you guys were in Miami together.
Like we had fun.
We had fun.
A lot of people were like confused, like, "Oh, is it fake?" And then I was like, "I don't know, is it?" And then it just wasn't.
Can you tell the world that was a real relationship, Michael?
No,
because they the whole world think
it started off as just a skit and this and it turned into like something fun.
Yeah,
I mean. We thought it was real at that moment, you know, but it was so short lived that it just looked like it was just a great moment in our life that we just, you know, and it's just part of life. You just move on, you know, but let's figure out what went wrong. Like everybody have issues, you know, I mean, our ladies go first. Let's find out what's her issue.
What happened to you and Michael Blackson? What went wrong?
Well, the first fight, wasn't a fight.
Oh, first fight.
It wasn't a fight, right? No, we didn't really fight.
We never fought.
Fought,
you know, when white people say fight, and we're like, shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. When black people fight me, like, motherfucker, put that gun down. I ain't got shit to do with this.
No guns were involved. No one was shot.
Yeah. Only Mutombo was involved.
The only
shooting
gun
you
I was
in the
shooting
eyeballs.
Was the Mutombo. He definitely wasn't shooting blanks. But go ahead.
Mike wasn't always cheap, but he was cheap.
I'm not cheap. It's called stingy. I'm part of the Stingy Men Association, okay? I'm the type of nigga, if you say, hey, man, can I borrow some money? I'm like, let me see what I could do. Those are some...
AKA no.
Or, damn, motherfucker, you should call me 2 hours ago. I just gave the money to my broke-ass baby mother. Or, God damn it, let me call you right back. Those are all excuses of stingy niggas, okay? So whenever a man say any of those three words, you never gonna get that fucking money. But I'm more economical. That's how I look at myself. You know what I'm saying?
What's it?
Cheap means like, you know, I don't like nothing expensive.
You like everything expensive.
But I just don't like a goddamn $90,000
outfit. But for yourself.
I just don't like, I like everything expensive. I just don't like to pay the expensive price. That's the difference.
It's 90%.
Well, the first situation, well, no, because you spent money. We did fun things. But I had a hosting, remember? I had a club hosting. And you were going to come with me. And I had like 5 girls with us. And then I was like, well, I'm being paid to come. I can't, like, everyone knew we were, like, together or whatever, but I was like, well, you gotta, like, you know, we gotta get our own bottle service. And Mike was like, I'm not spending no fucking money.
Oh, no.
So he stayed at the hotel and left me.
No, that's not what happened.
That is what happened.
No, we're not even gonna go to that.
And that was the end of everything.
Mike will never pay for a bottle service.
Mike would never pay for a bottle service.
Yeah.
But it was my gig, is what I'm saying.
It should have been free.
Yeah, but he should have been getting bottles. But that's not even, hell no, that ain't what the fuck happened.
So what happened?
That was another event. I went to another club. Let me tell you, as an entertainer, I've been entertaining for 20-something years with almost 5 million followers on social media. When I'm in your environment, you should be privileged to have me there. You don't, you know,
absolutely.
I agree with you, but I'm telling you what happened as far as like the promoters who booked me and how the situation happened. That's
no,
all
that was
I was
before
saying.
That was before that. That whole, because I remember one time we went to this one place to eat.
Oh, God.
We went to the one place to eat
in Miami.
And, I forgot. And you whoever invited us.
And then Natalie.
Yeah, whatever it was, people order stuff, and they, of course, they're going to go to the guy, try to give me a bill. Let me tell you, I don't spend money in no clubs. Clubs pay me to be there.
Yeah.
Me showing my face at your club, you lucky I didn't charge you, so don't bring me no fucking bottle, motherfucker. Okay, me posting that I'm in your club is worth more than what the bottle costs. But back to her event, she had a hosting event, and she didn't invite me.
She didn't. You were outside
at the valet with me, Mike. You were coming with us, and you decided you weren't gonna go
because you didn't invite him.
Nah, I wasn't.
You were
invited.
Outside, ready. We just did a whole video on the beach.
Oh yeah, that video on the beach,
walking around.
Yeah, I'm saying that was we went right. To that Mangos. Was prior. That was prior to that.
I
night.
Know. But
did you tell
I remember
him you're coming? Hey, Mike, you're coming.
I wasn't invited.
Yes, you were.
You didn't invite this motherfucker.
You were coming. You were outside, and you're like, "Never mind, I'm not gonna go."
I was cheap. I'm Stingy Men Association. I apologize. I apologize to all the cheap niggas. I didn't mean to put myself to your fucked up levels, cheap niggas. I'm part of the Stingy Men Association. So I'm not paying for no bottle service. If I go to a club, motherfucker, the bottles ain't free, I'm getting the fuck out of that
bitch. The bottles were free for me. Is what I'm saying was the guy was giving me a hard time, like, we can't just let guys in at your table. And I'm like, well, he's with me.
You know, obviously.
So it was,
I wasn't
even
there. We weren't there.
He was a janky promoter at the end of the day.
I was at the hotel. Yeah, so I don't know what she's talking about.
So I went and did another hosting after that at 11. You know, 11 is open 24 hours. And then it was a thing.
I was stingy. Denny just drinks and forget where she's at. That's what happened. And I think she changed now because she has wine.
Oh,
look,
yeah, Mike. She like,
what do you used
no
to drink? Is it tequila? What were you drinking before?
I used to drink vodka, but I haven't drank vodka in 2 years, okay?
Oh, after you
since,
left,
yeah,
Mike.
Since I leave. See, hey, I did something good for her.
Yep.
So Mike made you quit?
I made her quit.
Vodka?
Vodka-ration, okay?
Wow.
No more vodka. But back to her. And that's what, you know, she's a drink a lot of vodka. Because I remember she drank and then Danny's just somebody
Danny
totally different.
Danny go bye-bye.
Danny
Snow
go bye-bye.
Bunny runs around the snow.
Snow Bunny runs around and I don't know where the fuck, you know. And then she went to host a party and probably got too drunk and forgot to come back.
Forgot about you?
And when she came back, guess what?
You're gone.
I was gone and she never saw me since.
Oh, shit. Holy Zach, fuck.
That's how the shit ended, motherfucker.
And 2 years later, there it goes.
Yeah, she is. She found her.
And all my shit was in the room and then you took your card off the room, made it look like I was homeless. Like, who does that to somebody?
Time out. This is what I did. Your room was paid for. What I did, remove my card so she don't go drinking on my fucking card.
Let's have this established that I always had my own money, so please don't make it sound like
you
that.
Didn't have, if you had your own money, that shouldn't have been a problem. Because
it wasn't a problem. It was just embarrassing when I tried to order room service. Like, I'm sorry.
Why you trying to order room service?
Because
on my
I need
tab
to eat. It was just the room.
Oh, yeah. Mike, she didn't mean to.
But I'm part of the Stingy Men Association again.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Stingy men do not leave their cars if, you know, they're not speaking to somebody. I'm not going to leave. I'm mad at you. I'm going to leave. Luckily, I didn't check out the hotel. That would have been funny as hell.
That would be rude.
I wasn't rude. You're, I left you.
You left at like 5 in the morning.
Five in the morning? Nah, goddamn, Michael
Jackson.
I had
Braxton? A 9 a.m. flight. Oh, of course, I got to leave at like 7 o'clock.
No, you left way before that because I was home way around that time.
Did you miss him?
She forgot. I think she forgot where she was staying. When she came back, if the lights was off, you probably thought I was still in there because I'm dark skinned. But on and off, I wasn't in that bitch. I was gone.
Well, did you cry when you
No, but we talked
Michael
afterwards. Was? We talked afterwards.
No, you
and
didn't.
Like,
you guys haven't talked in years.
Yes, we have, motherfucker. We've talked, right?
Did you miss him?
Yeah, we've talked.
Did you wonder why? Like, I came home for you, baby. Where the fuck are you, Mike?
No, I think Mike
went on a special interview and said something that I said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it wasn't.
Because you're sorry about that, right?
Yeah, yeah. One time we was.
No, it's not even true. So don't even say that.
What was
by
fucking you coming in word?
What are you saying? I said that was, just caused me so many problems.
No, but it wasn't like
malicious.
Danny, it wasn't a malicious way. It was more like, you know, but I was just mad at her. That's why I said
exactly.
It. But she
so
didn't mean
for
it
the record.
She didn't mean it in a malicious way, but she still said the word.
I don't remember that happening.
But it happened during sex. You know, but the thing about it, if I'm fucking you and the pussy's good, you cut me a nigga six times. But that's
no
it.
No way.
Seven times.
I don't even speak that way.
The seventh time, motherfucker, is a problem. But nah. But that's pretty much, you know. But I said that on an interview. But it wasn't like in a malicious way. It was more like I broke up with her. When I go do something, when I do an interview, it's all about the joke. I got to make them laugh. Even if it's a serious matter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My job is to make the people, the interviewers, laugh.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
But after that, we spoke and we squashed all our beef. I mean, she told me about stuff she was going through, and I tried to help her through it and everything. So we cool, right?
Yeah, we're cool.
And then you guys haven't talked in 2 years later.
No, we spoken like in a, probably in the last year, right?
Yeah,
it's been something like a year. Yeah, I'm like, hey, you see, I'm the type of person. That's what I think. I think I'm the type that when I don't know, you know, you can tell the type of woman you are. But me, when I break up with any woman. If I leave, you really must have pissed me off because usually I let the woman break up with me. I'll stay in a relationship as long as I can. But if it's really been pissed off, like my last one before her, I got mad and I was like, I can't do it. I got to go. Yeah, I'm out of it.
But I know
but usually I would let them leave, you know, but like it's never bad. Like every woman I've ever dated, I could call right now. If I told her I was single and she was single, I'd say, let's try another chance. It will come back because I think I have a good heart and I treat everybody with respect. Yes, I'm stingy. Let me tell you something. If I'm the type that blow money, we will not have nothing because we'll be broke.
Yeah.
I think about the future and I think about making sure that I'm good and my kids are good and all that stuff. So, you know, Stingy Men Association, cheers to you, niggas.
Yeah, you have a good heart, Michael Blackson.
No, I don't have anything bad to say for sure. It was all fun and good experience. You know, like we have fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
You were never treating me bad.
And the shit that we did is still on the internet, and I think it just looked just so much fun. Like
I just wish OnlyFans was around back then.
It wasn't.
Remember, I had just got it.
Wow.
Remember, it just started.
Yeah, because you
was
only
on it for like 3 months, and then we did Cam Soda together. He was on on my webcam show with me.
Were you in the porn show?
No, I was.
It was fake porn.
It was fake porn.
Because everything. Okay.
It was like we did a little skit, and it was like a skit where it was her and another girl was trying to like give me a threesome, but then they locked the doors and
let me in.
And I'm like, I want some of this threesome.
You can still find it. It's funny.
But it was a whole lot of fun. We had so much fun.
I thought that's how you guys broke up because you weren't allowed to the threesome.
No. I think she would have given me whatever I wanted. right?
Yeah, I was trying to that night, but yeah, you
she's
left.
Trying to give me that night. I left because you ain't come.
You would have allowed him to have a threesome with you?
No, the fucking bitch came back before her.
Which one?
Oh, yeah.
The one that they went to the party with.
Which girl?
Went to the party with a few other girls. The other girl that was on the video that we made, two girls, it was her and another girl. That girl came back before she did.
Oh.
She came back like 3, 4 in the morning.
I was out. You know me, I party all night.
I was like, damn, we actually fucked this snow bunny instead.
yeah, Mike was really heartbroken. You were out.
The fuck I wasn't, man. I'm a fucking thug.
Don't lie. Were you heartbroken?
Yeah, we had to hire a voodoo doctor 2 times.
So you didn't care?
No, not I didn't care. No, I mean, I'm just saying, I just figured out.
So you just washed me away? Like,
Yeah, because I just thought you was the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh,
but now when you look back, you don't feel that all the way?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you left him in the damn hotel for 8 hours.
Yeah. I still think he was a bad guy. I forgive you. Yeah, I forgive you.
Yeah, why you leave him for 8 hours in the hotel?
I was at...
Overnight, motherfucker.
I was at 11. 11 doesn't close. I was partying.
And she knew I was leaving the next day.
Oh, wow.
And she came back and fucking... She lucky. All I left on there was just the room paid. No car for incidentals, motherfucker. You know how you check in a hotel? She tried to order food and said, I'll bring a car for incidentals because the leader of the Stingy Man Association
has checked out
and
yeah.
He paid for all my shit was still there.
He paid for the room.
Oh, you paid for the room. Presidential suite, Obama.
We did have a nice ass room though.
Yeah, Michael Blacks is not cheap.
But I don't hold grudges. I don't.
What do you mean, Mike? You left you there for 12 goddamn hours. Man.
I was like, you know, it wasn't meant to be. I'm Michael fucking Blackson, motherfucker. Anybody gonna leave me in a goddamn room? I'm no average guy. You know what I mean? I'm successful. Yeah. I got a big ass dick and I eat pussy. So fuck you, motherfucker.
No, you don't.
You're the only.
I don't eat pussy. I don't eat.
So you're the only one that left Michael Blackson.
Stingy Men Association don't usually eat pussy. So if you ever get me to eat your pussy, you're a lucky motherfucker.
Mike, so this relationship reminds me of my favorite movie, Forrest Gump. When Forrest got left in a bus stop. Mm-hmm. 4 years waiting for Jeannie.
Well, I didn't wait for 4 years. I waited 4 minutes, motherfucker. That's what's going.
God
fuck
damn,
Forrest.
I only got 4 minutes.
Nah, you got like fucking hours. But you knew I was
leaving. You were
leaving
anyways.
I was leaving, yes, but you supposed to came back that night.
Oh.
So I could tear that ass up one last time. But yeah.
I got a little ahead of myself at the time. And
she
I was
got
like,
drunk
damn.
And forgot where the fuck she was at. Yeah. That's what happened. And because of that, she stopped drinking vodka. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
But you didn't cheat on Michael Blackson that night,
who
did you?
Give a fuck what she did, man.
You guys were still in a relationship. The whole world needs to know, Mike.
It was already canceled.
Huh?
It was canceled by the time you got back.
You canceled me before that, so it doesn't matter what happened that night.
Well, the world
I probably stuck my dick in at least 15 coochies since then, so.
50,000.
49,000. Give me too much
549,500.
Well, at least the world knows what happened to you guys, because it was like a goddamn time when Titanic sent to sail. It was so beautiful. The love in the air was so beautiful. Everybody was loving your guys' relationship. Every pose you have is 5 million views, world star posted.
That's all this nigga give a fuck about.
That's
is fucking posts and viral videos.
It was beautiful.
And not about what behind
life.
It. What behind it mentally for
world.
Us.
The whole thought it was like Beauty and the Beast, but Beauty and the Beach.
I got way more stress from it than anything.
But it was so beautiful, you guys' relationship. It was very different than anybody else. Everything you get.
Do you remember the violin one with Thompson?
Yeah, the violin one.
The cocoa butter outside.
Oh, the one the violin.
So when you made me wear the outfit, the African outfit.
Yeah, I mean, I went really far. I felt like
you put a whole traditional African outfit on me.
The black American women were so mad at me.
The Nubian queen, you said.
That's what it was.
I put a dashiki on her and said, "My Nubian queen."
And my dumbass, okay.
A dumbass just dancing to Davido's song.
Yeah. And then Davido reposted it.
Yeah, he really posted
it. Yes, remember? He reposted it with the voiceover.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? Once I was getting like threats from like, you know, I said, I need to piss him off some more. Let me throw a dashiki on his snow bunny and call her a Nubian queen.
Yeah, that and pissed off the whole
black
world.
Black women got pissed, but men were loving it. But with me, it was just more, I'm just entertainment.
Right.
You know,
It was never anything.
So they
like
would
malicious.
They were happy. All black women were happy when it was over with. They had a celebration, a big party during Black History Month.
But yeah, it was a very.
But you know, my whole thing, we're in an era, whatever, it doesn't matter. Whoever you love, did who you love, fuck all that tradition shit. It's all played out. I just hate people that just want to stick to things. You know, kids bring a different race home to their parents. Their parents look at them funny. Yeah. My mother never been like that. My father, rest in peace. I don't know how that nigga was. But my mom never cared. I mean, her oldest brother's married to some England lady and. It don't matter who date, who you date, whoever. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. Yeah. At the end of the day, when you're under the cover of the sheets, nobody there, nobody give a fuck, nobody cares, nobody's paying your bill.
Yeah,
fuck all that. Date whoever the fuck you want to date. In fact, I'm looking for a Chinese midget when I'm done with Ryder.
I know where to find a mic.
At
the supermarket, Asian market store.
They're
got
midget?
A bunch of cashiers there. They're a midget.
I think they're just short.
But, you know, that's the history of me and the Snow Bunny. Yeah,
so then after that, got away. You capitalized on it and tried to replace me.
Oh, yeah, Michael. How
remember.
You feel about that? You
want to find
they're probably all
pictures.
Still there, all the posts. I remember it was like, and then you were doing some therapy session, trying to get over me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was all skit.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You unfollowed Michael Blackson, but you
she
were still
blocked
staring
me a few
at
times.
Yeah, you blocked him. Yeah.
Like, you blocked me too.
But you would watch his Instagram on a different Instagram.
People would just send it to me, and I'm I don't care. It's fine. Yeah, like, what am I going to do?
Of course you care. Cause
but you know, here's my thing. I'm a comedian. Everything I go through or that happens in my life, I have to make
it was
fun
a,
of it.
It was a lot for me because I'm very sensitive and I'm a baby. So I was pissed all the fucking time. Like, why are they saying this about me? Why? Like, it's actually very like fucked up. Like, people don't realize how mean the internet is anyways. And then it was like, they're like, I already have my own shit going on. People being mean to me normally. But then it was like triple mean when I was like with him, you know? So it was like every day I would wake up to like the meanest shit. Like,
but to set the record straight, you know, because people were thinking
like
you guys' relationship was fake. You know, to set the record straight, I mean, I know it's over.
Do you tell people it was fake?
But no. The whole world thought it was just a whole fake relationship.
Well, because it was, right?
It was not fake.
I mean, in the beginning.
When I was, let me tell you, like, I didn't go anywhere where the guy's like, yo, where's the Snow Bunny? Everybody, entertainers, comedians.
They were trying to book
rappers.
Us in Africa, remember? To go to that
even
club.
That guy that for Next Friday, Pops, was asking about.
Yeah, I got on a plane. I was on a plane with John
Witherspoon.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Who's that goddamn Snow Bunny? I
still have fans that like say, like, I've been following you since like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I think when we posted the thing, how many followers did you gain? You gained a lot. Right?
Yeah, you got
I was at like 2.1 million when I met you, and then it was like 2.4 and like. 2 weeks.
Yeah, she get like 300,000 followers in 2 weeks.
But now I'm like at 5.7.
Yeah, you. Well, yeah, because you're doing 5.7 your thing.
7 million.
She's doing her thing.
You got more followers than Joe Biden,
no,
the
I
president of the United States of America.
Million,
no, he don't. Do he?
He has 17 million. I looked.
He did. He must have just bought them motherfuckers. He didn't have like 3 million before the election.
Hey, Mike, he just became the president of the United States,
right,
okay?
So then everyone followed him.
Seriously?
And the orange buddy of ours, what's his name?
Trump has
Donald
to have
Trump,
more.
They shut down his Instagram and Twitter.
Did they?
So who are they going to follow?
They really shut it
what
down.
What the? He did not have 70. I wish I would have screenshot.
Yeah, he had 200,000 before.
No, he did not.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he did not. No, he had like a mil or two. Trust me. It was a very little amount. Maybe 5 at the most. I don't think he had 5 million before.
After he told the world that he's going to give away $2,000 check, he got all the followers. Yeah.
The stimulus.
Stimulus check.
But yeah, but you've been doing very well since all of that stuff. You know, congratulations on your success.
Yeah, congratulations.
In what you're doing, which is, of course, you make most of your money from OnlyFans, correct?
Yeah.
And God, I miss like all the women are making so much money there.
They make more money than men.
Well, they are because everybody's home. People need men at home beating their dicks and they need stuff to beat the dick to.
Yeah. All their stimulus package check go to the OnlyFans girls.
She got all that package behind her ass. That's making everybody jerk off. to her. So congratulations.
Congratulations. Oh,
men are jerking up to you.
Are you going to invite us to your mansion in Las Vegas?
Well, you know, you build a house in the A.
Yeah.
And he built a second house in Vegas.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow.
Thanks, OnlyFans.
I know I'm not a real role model, but kids out there, drop out and get OnlyFans, page.
Oh, come on, Mike. Yeah. We need scientists. We need to travel the world.
No, anybody fucking fun. Just go get OnlyFans and just take some pictures of your butt cheek. And
that's it.
As long as it's over.
So easy.
21 and over. You can make a lot of money.
Wow.
Like, how much you make a month? Is it pretty decent?
Can you tell us?
I mean, I don't know what.
Just a rough estimate.
You make at least $50,000 a month, would you say?
Absolutely more.
Damn, way more. A month. That's nurses.
But I don't just do OnlyFans. Like, I, you know, do other things.
Like, you sell pussy? What do you mean? Like, what?
I have a swimwear company. I do a lot of things, Mike. Okay. You always forget about this.
When mother say I do other things, just mean like I sell pussy on the side.
I mean, for the right price. But
what's the right price?
I was kidding.
What's the right price? I'm curious. How much would it take for somebody to be with you for a night? Would it depend on who the person is? Like how successful they are?
All the above.
For real. So you're charged like James Harden a different price than you would charge like Charles Barkley because he's not playing anymore.
God.
Is it the same price?
I am not answering these questions.
She's the LeBron James of NBA, Michael Blackson. Come on.
Hell to the
LeBron James of OnlyFans, you mean?
James? Yeah, I mean, OnlyFans.
I'm not even the top girl on OnlyFans.
Who's the top girl?
There's so many girls that are make way more money.
For real?
I have friends that make
$300,000 a month? Holy motherfucker. Mike, let's open up OnlyFans. Nobody you think we'll have subscribers?
But honestly, I make more of Instagram. So like, my OnlyFans is like 150 probably, like right now.
Wow.
150 what?
A month. 150,000 a month.
Holy fuck.
But I make more on Instagram, so I'm promo. So
we're in the wrong business, Michael Blackson.
But don't forget, I got to pay taxes on all of it too.
Fuck that, man. I'm about to just pull my dick out every month for 19.
But I don't do porn on mine. I just do like regular stuff.
You don't do at all? I've seen there was a porn that went around the internet.
Yeah, it got leaked. Like
was that Michael Blackson on it?
Hold up. It got leaked. What do you mean? If he shot the motherfucker.
Because I don't. That's not like what I.
You wasn't supposed to put it out. You just had sex in the person.
Like it did get put out like from my page. But what I'm saying is it wasn't like. That's not like the content that I sell.
Did anybody request a view of Michael Blackson's porn? Or no?
Mike? We don't have one.
We don't have no fucking porn. What's wrong with you, Chinese best friend?
I was just asking.
Start up OnlyFans tonight. Just kidding.
Michael Blackson's relationship is questionable.
I'm back to work. I'm happy about being back telling jokes. But.
Yeah, what is up with that?
No, I'm back. Did you ever go to any of the shows? I take you to some shows?
I went to one of your shows.
Where were we? Where was it? Remember?
That was the night that it was all bad.
In LA. Oh, yeah, it was LA.
Oh, yeah, I was there that day, Michael Blackson.
That's when she started. That's when the first time I realized that vodka takes over her life.
But listen, that was very excusable.
That was a great show that day. Your friend's big comedian's birthday was there, and she was a little drunk.
Who's that? Was it the old guy?
The old people, and then the girl from Coming to America was there too.
The fuck girl from Coming to America?
The old lady.
Lunel?
Yeah. Oh, I love her. Remember we FaceTimed her? I love her. From Borat.
Yeah, from Borat.
She was the girl from Borat. It's like one of my favorite movies ever.
And then Danny was drunk that day and she goes, "That's my man! That's my man!"
No way!
Yeah,
Mike,
I have videos.
That is absolutely not
Mike,
true.
You were trying to perform and she was drunk.
No.
I mean, we drink all day long, so it's okay. And then Mike...
I did like, not do that. Mike.
Mike is like...
About what?
She was drunk
I
that
was in
day.
The front row
in
the show.
Really fucked up. Yeah,
she, Mike's like, oh, I've never
she
seen
was
Mike.
To heckle or something?
Huh?
Was she trying to heckle somebody?
No, she was just screaming your name. That's my man. That's my... And Mike's like,
she was just proud of me. That's all.
Yeah.
She on her titties.
So how? Hey, Mike. I got a text message from one of your fans. We're live right now.
Okay.
They want to ask. Danny, how's Michael Blackson in bed? Besides bladder infection and Eric Stoctomy, whatever that is.
I don't like answering these type of questions.
No, I mean, the world needs to know. You guys' relationship was like Beauty and the Beach.
I don't want to answer these questions.
Well, I'll answer how she was in bed. But a lot of time, you know, a guy think because a woman has a fat ass, she could take a dick. I don't think she could really take a dick that well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Right? You cannot, right?
But your dick is like extra big.
Yeah, she can't take a dick.
It is. So anyone who says it's not is weird.
So yeah, how long did your relationship last? Like
as long as my dick. Two feet.
Two and a half days.
Months.
2 days.
No, it lasted like two months.
Like 2 months. It was 1 month. And we had a thing in Miami. Was that June or July? Was it August?
We started May, June. Because I was here in May.
Yeah, you're right. I'm saying one year event. It was June. June, July?
June, yeah.
It was definitely June.
It was June.
Damn. So it was like May and June. It was done.
The world loved the start of the relationship and the end of the relationship. Because we shot a bunch of videos. You hired a voodoo doctor trying to, you know, forget about the snow bunny.
Well, I had to make fun of everything. I make fun of everything.
Yeah.
So were you ever sad?
Yeah.
I was more upset when you didn't show up, when you didn't come back to the hotel.
Oh.
Not upset. Like,
I'm sorry.
I was pissed. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. What you think this is?
But I felt like I never really got to talk about it. So.
Yeah. Can you?
But I know you don't care now.
She's fucking drunk and forgot.
You forgot about. How can you forget about Michael Blackson in the hotel?
I was just mad.
Why are you mad?
You left him at me.
I was mad in the beginning of the night because you wouldn't come with me. I'll never forget it. You were staying outside with me and you turned around and walked back inside. So I was pissed.
That's a lie.
You didn't invite him.
Yes, it was. The truth.
She didn't invite me. She didn't want me to go.
Yes, you were coming with me. But
she said it was all girls. I'm like, okay, go ahead. I'm just going to chill. I'm trying to even think that I even trying to kill some time, man. Like when she left, I think I like took a drive to like the Hard Rock to go gamble and come back at like 2 in the morning.
Did.
I come back at 2 in the morning. This fucking snow bunny. Yeah. I thought the snow melted out the fuck outside in the 90 degree Miami weather. Yeah. So I was more pissed. Like I just felt like I was, you know, being used or whatever.
Well, you know? I'm sorry you felt that way.
It's okay, hey, man.
I know you don't care anymore.
No, I'm
we
saying,
never
it's
were
so
to
long.
Like, you know.
It was so long ago. I forgot
all
about
the way.
It.
Yeah,
everything happens for a reason, you know.
Yeah,
I was just having fun, and you were having fun, and I just kind of forgot to like not care about myself all the way.
So, out of like how many boyfriends you had, top 10? What is he?
Well, she's probably had like 10 boyfriends since then. How many boyfriends probably had since I was
like if Mike was
none.
Oh,
I don't do boyfriends.
So, what was his grade? If he was like A, B, C, D, E, F, what was he as a boyfriend?
A, B.
See?
Oh, A, B.
Mike's a good guy.
That's better than Mike's grades in high school.
Oh, don't get it twisted.
B plus?
I had A's and B's.
Oh, you're S a good plus? High school kid, Mike. That's good to know that Mike's a good man.
Yeah,
the whole world needs to know.
I gave her like a D.
D? Oh, because for leaving you in the hotel?
No, okay. How about everything else?
How about everything else, Mike?
You know, the fun part, and one thing I did try to show her is, like, don't worry about people's opinion.
Yeah.
Don't just live your
life. Yeah, because I care a lot.
Yeah, you care. I'm like, sometimes people care. But it's a thing. Even my girl right now, like, she cares so much. And
there's no way.
People don't realize how much it is.
No, because a lot of your fans.
It didn't matter. Even Georgia, who is a black woman, like, they still attacked her. Like, people are just angry and they're just miserable. People hate other relationships because they don't have one. They can't get one.
Yeah.
They can't have one. So, the misery love company.
Yeah.
So, it don't matter who you're with. I was with a black woman. Georgia still got attacked and they made fun. She had to block people every day. She went through the same thing. Now I got an Asian chick. She's going through that.
No, Mike, your fans, they mean it the good way. The more they talk shit about you, the more they love you. That's how I notice. Before, when you post me on Instagram.
But it's not even the guys. I mean, it'll be a couple of guys. But like, it's mostly
girls
women
too?
That are. Women are so lonely, especially the lonely ones.
Because they want you, Michael Blackson.
They're lonely, man. They're just home with the fucking vibrator. They run out of batteries. You know, and they are fucking pissed. You know, they can't come. You know, they're just shoving microwaves in their pussy. It's just so much going on. So people are miserable out there. So you just got to let them just be miserable. Just if you're listening, date who you want. Just be happy. And, yeah. and you could be also be happy, very single too. Don't, you know, nobody's obligated. Do whatever the fuck makes you happy. That's my motto. Do Absolutely. What makes you happy.
Yeah. Speaking of the reason why we met.
Oh my gosh. Come on. Come on in, Samara. Don't hide.
Don't hide,
Samara. Speaking of the reason why we Just met.
She don't want to come on the podcast. Camera, get a glimpse of her. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Come on in, boo.
Hi.
We done. Just walk over. Nobody, they're not going, you're not going to catch you on camera.
Hey, Mike, we learned a lot in this podcast, and the whole world finally was able to find out what happened to you guys' relationship.
You just love this shit more. You just got love instigation, boy. You just start. So yeah. You are the number one instigator
that's why
on earth.
That's why he wanted me here today. He
exactly.
Hey, Mike, the first, when you guys broke up, you called me. And you're like, you're not going to believe what happened, Chinese best friend. I go, oh, shit, what happened, Mike? Well, pick me up at the airport, 882271, 12 o'clock. I was like, yeah, I'll be right there. Those videos were all real. Like, hey, well, like,
yeah, I remember that.
This guy loved fucking, he loved trouble. He loves, you should fucking be a soap proper director.
Yeah, you should. You need to be a producer for a reality show. Yeah, go work
on
the
fucking, go work on All My Children, the fucking As the World Turns, General Hospital, Ryan's Hope, Loving, and the rest of them.
I was so excited to hear what you have to say. I even hired that driver that day. Remember?
I remember. And a driver
right. that day. So you could concentrate and listen to my words.
Hey, Mike, what really happened? If there's any Nubian queen within the 1,000-mile radius, please hit up Michael Blackson, right? That was really interesting. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
It was very fun. I mean,
the thing about it is great to, like, you know, recap. Go through something like that and then just, like, not...
Talk about it.
And then and just move on with life and, like, not like nothing bothers me anymore. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like I said, I was upset that night happened. And after when I left...
Well, no, I mean, for me, it's more like I wanted to actually, like, say sorry because I didn't realize how, like, fucked up it was.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you're, like, just living in the moment, everything's about you. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm sometimes a selfish person. And I was like, damn, like, the fuck? I just totally, like, you know, did that. So, sorry. Yeah. I know you don't care now.
It's
but
all good.
Sorry.
Yeah, no hard feelings. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are finally, like, in good terms now.
We were. We just...
Yeah, we were. We just...
Yeah, but sometimes I respect what he had going on.
There's some,
you know,
hard feelings that...
Yeah, she called me. We talked and, you know, at one point, I think she was like trying to give us another chance and I was like, try again, motherfucker.
Yeah, fucking right. Yeah.
I said, try again. Are you gonna... Now you probably gonna leave me in the desert this time.
In the Las Vegas desert with a half-done house in the cold... Where's Danny?
But it's all good. I mean, she's out, you know, she out there making her money, doing her thing. You happy, right?
Yeah.
Do you miss Michael Blackson on the record?
No, she don't fucking miss me, man. She's out there.
My God, you're speaking.
I saw a video of, like, I didn't get to see the video, but I know it's a video out with, like, you know, a sex tape video.
The real one or the fake one?
Is that, you got two videos out? God damn.
Yeah, right. Was
what,
the actual...
What do you mean a fake one? He has a prosthetic penis? What the fuck
you
mean?
Also, you saw the actual penetration?
I didn't see... No, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
Mike, do you subscribe to her?
No. I heard it. Somebody told me
it's
I was
only
$9
shocked. A month.
Huh?
You subscribe?
No, hell no. I don't have an OnlyFans account. I mean, I have...
You need to get one. I already told you that.
Somebody has actually sent me just... videos or pictures, a lot of girls on OnlyFans. I don't know how they was able to
guys do it
codes.
All day long. I hate that. Like,
they got the cheat codes.
Yeah, I got that too, but I haven't looked at it yet.
Could is Danny imagine? on them, the ones you have?
There was like 85,000 girls. I don't know.
That's so sad. Like, why can't you all let us make our money? Damn, why you gotta go make cheat codes?
Yeah, I never look
it's
at it.
It's fucking $9 a month.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's like Netflix is more expensive
right.
than that. Yeah. So the last question, do you miss Michael Blackson? I know you have your own thing. Mike has his own thing.
Yeah, I miss our friendship. Miss, like,
does he make you laugh
fun.
A lot?
I think we had a lot of fun. Definitely.
Yeah, we did. I just miss, like, regular fun. Genuine fun.
Genuine fun.
But Mike's moody, too.
So Mike is a good boyfriend?
She already told you that, man. Oh, fucking,
he's an A++.
Oh, A+.
See,
now,
I went up from a
you're
B+.
You're an AB. See, you got to ask her twice.
A++.
You know what? You just went.
The more she drinks, the more the A's goes.
She just went to a C-. Yes.
At least give me like a B+.
I'm not giving it a B. You left me in a goddamn hotel.
Besides that day.
Mike, it was only 12 hours.
I was cleaning the house. I was hosting your guests. Like, I was a really good girl.
Yeah.
Right, and she was close
packing
to giving me
your bags.
I didn't get a chance to, like, give me a threesome, though. That's the only part I think we
Oh, came, you didn't give him a threesome?
We came close. We didn't get the chance.
I would pick out your outfits, pack your bags. Like, yeah, you know, I did.
I forgot
things.
About that stuff. Like, but, you know, when
see,
you do...
See, it's a little thing.
Nah, when you do something really fucked up, make you forget all the good things.
I know.
Seriously.
Oh.
I don't care how well somebody do.
Yeah.
She could be the best moment if you shoot me in my leg. Well, I'm going to remember me getting shot in the leg, yeah. Motherfucker. Okay? So you...
Just
you,
like how girls are. They only remember the bad
things. When you cheated on them. You cheated on me. Bitch, I bought you a house. Fuck the house. You cheated on me.
I'm burning the house down.
Yeah. That's amazing.
You know? But overall, I think there's no hard feelings. And that's what it is. You could, like, come back and still sit next to each other and have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, that's all life is all about, so, man. Just enjoy. No hard feelings. Don't take nothing too personal. Move on with life. Life is good. Yeah, you're happy. You're making your money.
What was your impression when you heard I was coming?
I didn't really get it. Chinese best friend,
are you fucking serious?
Well, that's what I said at first, you
really?
Know. And then I was like, oh, God, this will be interesting because I'm at the point in my life where nothing bothers me anymore. You came and said anything bad about me. I don't care. I'll just make a joke about it later. But she did say I was part of the stingy. Cheap. She called me cheap, which is good. That's the truth. That ain't no lie.
But... because I'm more used to guys like spoiling me in like those ways. So
with me, that comes with time.
That's what I'm saying. So we only dated for 2 months. Despite you to go buy me a car, I mean, exactly. That would have been cool, but I'll wait a couple
See?
More months.
She wanted a car in 2 months, but she left me in a hotel in the dark. Let's go.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. She gave me a A++. She got
A++.
She got a C minus.
No.
So we are good. We are happy. We are good. No hard feelings,
man.
Right? No hard feelings.
No hard feelings. No.
All right. That's what's up.
That's amazing.
Well, it was a wonderful show.
Yeah.
The one that got away.
The one that got away.
And she got away, and I left at it.
Dodge the bullet.
I dodged the bullet.
The fuck, you dodged the bullet. I was the bullet. Motherfucker, you left me in the room. But regardless, we're in good space. We're in good. The thing about it, like, nothing really, really bad happened where you could be like, you know, I could never date her again. Yeah. It wasn't that bad. Sometimes you date somebody and they do something so bad afterwards.
They show their true colors.
You just show their true colors. You see, as long as when people get in a relationship, just don't get the thing with a relationship, and, you know, and a lot of time, relationship ends up so bad. Whether it's like, you know, you break up somebody, you go doing all bad things about them, it's never necessary because you never know when you have that space in your life, that person has that space, you have a chance to get back together again. You know, so never talk bad about anybody you date because you never know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and now you're able to sit next to each other and there's no heart. I have nothing in my heart about her and she feels the same. You'll date me again, right?
Yeah, would you date Michael Blackson again? If it happens. Like,
see?
Whoa.
I won't date her again. She'll leave me the fucking room. That's my co-host, Chinese best friend.
Chinese
my
best
special
friend.
Guest, the one that got away and stayed away, Miss Dani Banks. Will you tell them your IG so you could get more fucking followers?
Yeah.
And catch
more
up
hate
with the
Joe Biden.
Catch up with the fucking president of the United States.
Yeah.
My Instagram is Dani, D-A-N, 2 I's, 1 N. Okay, so DANII.Banks. And you can find my premium content at DaniBanks.Fan.
That's right. Contribute to $150,000 a month. Thank you very much. God bless you.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for The Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.